52DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News. The CEO of TikTok is set to testify before Congress.
Popular video sharing app TikTok is facing growing backlash on Capitol Hill as lawmakers cite concerns that the Chinese-owned platform could share user data with China's government. Republican Senator Josh Hawley has proposed a nationwide ban on TikTok, citing national security risks. In March, TikTok CEO will now testify to lawmakers for the first time. The House Energy and Commerce Committee says the hearing will cover TikTok's privacy and data security practices, the platform's impact on kids, and its relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. Elizabeth Scholze, ABC News, Washington.
Lisa Loring, who played TV's first Wednesday Addams in the 1960s series The Addams Family, has died. Loring's representative confirming to ABC News she passed away on Saturday surrounded by family. Loring first starred as Wednesday when she was 6 years old. That role has attracted new attention with the success of Netflix's series Wednesday. Loring was 64. Andy Field, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike,
block. Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I feel like, Dominic, this is going to be an incredible show, despite your skepticism, you contrarian bubble burster.
I have full faith, Crudy. I mean, you mean business. You're wearing a sport coat.
I do have a sport coat on.
I mean, if you had a tie, I would totally believe you. But for the sport coat, you got the little
pocket silk.
Yeah,
pocket
nice. Silk. Fancy, fancy.
You look like you play in a mid-90s Seattle grunge band.
Oh, that was some great music, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is that what you wear to the office?
Yes. Nobody cares.
Ebo, nice to see you. I hope the audience cares. 844-967-2789. That's how you show you care. You play. You play along. You join us. Hell, Ebo barely screens you. We'll throw you on the air, and we'll have some fun today. Because, Dom, I got to tell you, you were just accusing me of being what? What did you say of me, Dom? Chastising me. You've been chastising me since Friday.
You were lamenting the fact that perhaps we didn't have enough prep time for this great show today. But the good news was you were looking sharp and looking good because you got a sport coat on. And my reaction is, Crudy, I believe that is literally the definition of an empty suit. But you look good, though, man. And you wear the hat with the sport coat. I mean, you got show style, man.
Je ne sais quoi. Not everyone could pull it off half as stylishly as I do. So you've really chastised me since Friday night. I had fun with you on Green Bay.
Yeah, it was a blast in Green Bay. Thank you, everybody, for participating with our little game, man.
And WGBW, 97.9 FM. Tell a friend in Green Bay in Brown County. And, of course, WISS 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support. We got the Fox Valley covered. But, Dom, Saturday night after the show, you know, the fine audience, they're well aware of our show on Friday. But after the big show, that's when the real chastisement began.
The brainstorming, the reflection, the planning.
How did it start, Dom? You accused me of drinking like I was a high schooler.
I think Maggie had something to do with that too. Yes, but I did. I had some scotch. I tried to bring you to have some adult beverages. You know, not something that you drink in high school.
So I start the evening by drinking pre dinner scotches at the Hyatt Regency, nicer hotel. I was pretty satisfied with the accommodations, if you will, Dom. And then we went down to the hotel bar like we often do and looking for some victuals and some, you know, some drinks and some good times.
Some good conversation, meet some new friends.
And we did all those things. I mean, I even met a baby in that bar in Green Bay. little tiny baby. Didn't even have the puffiness yet. Still skinny little baby, like just born baby. In a bar in Green Bay.
It's Wisconsin, man. You got a baby in a bar.
But as we, you know, come for the companionship of one another, apparently, we went back to the hotel room, you with your scotch, me with my high school equivalent.
Your Bartles and James.
Come on, man. It was White Claw. I'm still drinking rum here. But anyways, I drink what I prefer, and you drink what you prefer, and you start beating the hell out of me. Right now, Crudy. Right now.
No.
I thought you were threatening to shoot me in the face.
No, I was not.
I've seen you get like that before.
Occasionally, that's happened. It's been a while, but you've been pretty good the last few years, Crudy, so it hasn't been deserved. But yes, trying to instill the sense of urgency that I think many people are feeling, but not enough people.
I think the thick brown liquors often inspire that
perhaps,
in you, Dom.
Perhaps a little bit.
Dominic, here's perhaps what you were talking about, just for the sake of the audience, in case they don't know your mindset four scotches in. At least it was the good stuff, the Belvedere 12
so
or something.
Yummy. Yep, that's good stuff.
Corinne Hess, reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I want to start here. I don't know if you noticed, audience, Wisconsin Supreme Court race coming up. Dom's finally convinced it's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. The time is now.
And like, I didn't notice until Dom, you know, many, many scotches into the evening, blasted it at me at the Hyatt Regency.
Well, but as we think about, you know, the plan and the efforts and what's happening, all the
every day, Crudy, right now.
Right,
like we're at boot camp or something.
I mean, we can make all the plans that we want, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know, 2 months, 3 months out. I mean, and I totally get that. But yes, the sense of urgency is now. Are the primaries, what, 3 weeks away? I mean, and the general's just around the corner. It doesn't mean if we're
you
talking
don't even
about
know.
The sense of urgency, it is now. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens come May. The election will be over. So all the efforts, all the angst, all the conversation should be directed specifically right now, focused right now on the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary and the general election in April.
Here's why it really, really matters. Not because Dom says it matters. When Crudy says it matters, then it matters. It matters. Here's why it matters. The turnout percentage that is going to happen here in the spring election, it's going to be minuscule, relatively speaking. In the last 2 years, last two times, here in the great state of Wisconsin, that we had non-presidential year, non-midterm year, Supreme Court races, guess what? Conservatives won. Talking about the Hagedorn race in 2019. And prior to that, sadly, hearkening back to the Prosser-Kloppenburg race, you remember 2011, Dom?
Yes.
The recent success of the Democrats is fortunate for the Democrats, fortunate for all of us, happened in the midterm year. 2018, I believe that was Dalit. And happened in the 2020 election. Jill Karofsky, of course, handed, you know, the wanker appointee, also finding his way back on the ballot, Dan Kelly, handed Kelly his ass by 163,000 votes. Although I would point out that was a presidential primary election, and not every single one of us had conceded Bernie Sanders yet. You know, he didn't concede. Bernie had not conceded to Joe Biden. I know that race wrapped up relatively quickly. But for the sake of Wisconsin's turnout, Bernie kept himself on the ballot. And then here's the funny part. Just so you don't think it was selfishness, like he really wanted to stick it to Joe, he conceded before they counted the ballots. Bernie was on the ballot, ran through the election day, but before they came to a final tally, Bernie conceded.
Turnout matters. He understood that, and he played that game.
So, Dominic, let's look at the turnout you talk about right now. Very important. Every day matters. Every day matters to the turnout. Tomorrow is 3 weeks to the primary. Tomorrow, 3 weeks. February 21st is the primary. Tomorrow, last day of January, Dom. Turn into February. Got a Groundhog Day coming up pretty
worst
soon.
Month of the year. But we'll get through it. I'm confident.
Come on, man. Don't say that about Black History Month. Look at you, you racist.
It's got nothing to do with Black History Month. It's the coldest, nastiest, darkest month of the year.
It's also Valentine's Day, man. I'm going to tell the missus you hate Valentine's Day. Oh, man.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is stupid, too. But please continue.
9 weeks, Dom. It's effectively 6 weeks from the primary turnout to the general election. April 4th comes up really quick. It's not like the typical. I mean, here in the midterms, don't forget the partisan primary, early August. And then the general election didn't happen until November, right? Had a couple months wedged in there. Not this time. It's coming up super quick. And whoever wins the primary, you know, for each side, and I suspect them, and I know there's been talk about, well, what if two conservatives made it through and no liberals made it through? That's not going to happen. Because our audience, they're paying attention. They're going to go vote. They're going to vote for either Everett Mitchell or Janet Protasiewicz. Now, if you've heard the ads, and if you have, and, you know, if you're persuaded by the, I'm the real Dan Kelly, I'm the real conservative, and, you know, the entire balance of the court rests on a singular vote. It does. Absolutely true. I know a few don't like hearing those ads around here, but I think we use every nickel from the Dan Kelly Super PAC ads, and I think we turn it against them, Dom. Reinvest that money. Invest that money. You know, something different where we could get our own return on investment. Because right now is the elective cycle. 3 weeks from tomorrow, 9 weeks from tomorrow is the general, and it's all over but the crying. If we don't win this seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, we, Team Reasonable, if we don't win, then we're all Democrats, Republicans, and you might say, well, Republicans, why they'd want a conservative on the court. Not true. Not if they're thoughtful, not if they're reasonable, and here's why. The gerrymandered legislative seats in the state of Wisconsin, I don't care how many people are voting in the general election. We got a two-thirds Republican majority. And when Republicans, well, we know they certainly don't care about the rest of us, Tom, not us Democrats. But guess what? They don't care about you Republicans either. They really don't. They're not here to serve you. They're not here to serve you. Tom, I was up in Titletown. Kind of felt weird. Packers weren't playing this weekend. That's why the Hyatt was cheap. Otherwise, you'd have been at the Motel 6, fella.
Sleeping in the car with Crudy.
I did enjoy some of the football. You know, it's Super Bowl or bust, right? Everybody else is just losers. So the Eagles and the Chiefs. Who do you like, Dom?
Chiefs.
I like the Eagles. If you like the Chiefs.
I took San Fran. Kuchka took the Eagles, and I lost that one. So now I got to go get. Now I'm anti-Eagles. So go with the Chiefs, man.
Well, if you like the Chiefs, I like the Eagles. If you like peanut butter, I like jelly. Although I think we both agree. The time for action is right now. The Bears still suck. And y'all better start paying attention. If you haven't been paying attention, there are a lot of important races, but especially the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, the entire nation watching us. And after they determine the primary, it's a $50 million sprint to the finish line.
Woo.
Ready to get barraged by campaign ads?
Damn.
They're coming.
Man, come on. I had a rough night and I...
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's gonna dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. the devil's advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows level off around 12 below. Overnight, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 10 above tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 5 above tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 4 below.
The devil's advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines. It's toll-free 844-967-2789.
Dominic, all sorts of exciting, exciting, less exciting when I stumble on it. Exciting happenings coming soon. I'm just telling you, big stuff coming. We got people on the phones. Apparently not everyone as enthused about the political spin coming, Dom. But I got to tell you, near as I can tell, Protasiewicz going up big across the Civic Media Network. We have a Dan Kelly super PAC currently buying ads specifically on Devil Radio in Madison. And I find that to be awkward positioning for Dan Kelly's campaign. But I have requested that we accept this money and we turn it back against them in some way, you know, to be named later. We'll tell you later what we did with the money, not just on Spar Tap. Jay from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, thanks for talking about that. First, before I talk more about it, I do want to say, in general, I'm so grateful for you guys and what you've been doing with the station and giving us progressive radio. And I was listening in the car, and Matt Flynn was also talking about the Supreme Court race, and literally the break right after he talked about it and how horrible Dan Kelly was a Kelly ad. And I did not know anything about you accepting an ad, and I almost, like, I kind of swerved when I was driving, and I was so upset. Over, I started crying.
Oh,
I don't
no.
think it's funny. Like I didn't know about this, and I had to do like an audible double take. Like, what happened? And for me, it was just heartbreaking and like being a traitor. Like, if you guys need money, I don't know if you need, maybe you should talk about getting a fundraiser or something, but like, wouldn't it be horrible if you play that guy, his ads, and he gets elected to the Supreme Court, then what do we do?
Yes, that would be horrible. Jay, great question. Crudy, what do you think?
Jay, are you suddenly going to vote for Dan Kelly because of the message you heard here on Devil Radio?
I am not. But, you know, there are some people who kind of get confused, and if they hear an ad on your station, like, I have never heard that kind of ad in the years I've been listening to you guys, I've never heard that.
Jay, you barely heard ads from the left on this station. And let me throw something out there right now. I can tell you, I'm not trying to nitpick with prior elective cycles because we got to move forward with where we are today. But Jay, I can tell you the person that pushed hard to make this decision, to accept this ad, was yours truly, was Mike Crude. Was the so-called progressive owner of Devil Radio. And I got to tell you, Jay, we are going to have to accept political messages from all sides of the spectrum. and allow our educated audience to differentiate. And you know why? Because nobody else in radio sits around and agonizes like we did last fall in the midterm elections. We were agonizing. We were working against our own organization. We were purposefully turning back ads as we were hemorrhaging money, Jay. And at some point, as a guy who lived that, as a guy who was the owner, who mortgaged my house and put up most of my life savings. In fact, I expended more money in the radio industry trying to keep a pure partisan progressive message on the air for 5 years. I spent more money than my net worth. I don't even know where all the money came from, Jay. And at some point, that gets really, really old. You know what I mean? You got to stop losing money or you're not in the commercial radio industry. So when I partnered with a guy who doesn't need the money like I do, Jay, it's not about the money. It is about this is the commercial radio industry. We are the bulletin board for political speech. If somebody's lying, then that's a whole different standard, Jay. But if someone's telling the absolute truth and everything about that Super PAC ad on behalf of Dan Kelly expresses the absolute truth. And I think, Jay, that you can handle the truth and our audience can handle the truth. And if you think that makes me a traitor, so be it. I can only be the man I am. I know I'm not making a popular decision in this regard, Jay, but here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to drag another guy's family down that rabbit hole of being so pure of partisan heart that we turned down the other guy's money at the same time our site's not even spending. I mean, Jay, how many political ads you heard on this radio station in the last 5 years? Not enough. Not enough. So it's our job to create sustainable radio stations. You know what? It's not about one elective cycle for the 50 families of the people that work here. So, Jay, we've got to change this in our minds, in the way we do business. I believe in my gut. And I think our audience can sustain this. And in some places, Jay, they haven't had this quote-unquote progressive radio for the last 15 years. They're being exposed for the first time. And if they were going to vote for Dan Kelly, they were going to vote for Dan Kelly. But guess what? Nobody ever won the general on February 21st. I am cheering for Dan Kelly in that primary. I want Dan Kelly to win that primary. You need to hear the message. He is the real conservative. I hope Dan Kelly wins the primary.
So in the primaries, you're going to do that, but not after the primaries?
Yeah, I'm not making any promises. It's not even my decision exclusively.
And if I want to jump in here quickly, Jane, my understanding, Kurt, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that once the general comes around, if a political party, if one of the parties comes to you as a politician, not a dark money group, you are enforced. You have to take those ads.
Or we would have to turn them all down. And then why did we build this? What we build this
when you
not
say
to
turn
have
them all down? That'd be turning down
Protasewicz's ads, Everett Mitchell's ads. I mean, they're the ones that need us to be here, right? So I can't take them from one side exclusively. If the other side sees the value quicker, if Dan Kelly's Super PAC sees the value quicker, so be it. But guess what? Suddenly, Protasewicz bought up the whole network. That's what needed to happen. Now you're going to hear everybody's message. Hopefully you like hers better. And Everett Mitchell, I'm talking to you as well. Call me, 844-967.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down, in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
If I lose it more on a foreign show, the finest country.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, man. You got me so. Why are we playing this? What am I?
Something
every,
to believe in? A little poison? I'm not sure.
Every rose has its thorn? What is
it? No, this one, it's something to believe in, man. Different song. Different
something
song.
To believe in.
Yes.
Dom, you've been doing this show with me for a long time. And when we first launched in Milwaukee, What'd we call it? The radio endeavor, WRRD. What was the RR?
Resistance Radio, baby.
Yeah, how'd that go over with the sponsor, small business and large business advertising sector in the greater Milwaukee metro? Market number 39 in America. How'd the
overall
radio brand
not
go
great. Overall not great, but an awesome logo.
Oh, it was super cool.
Yeah, super cool.
The resistance. It was like anarchy, only an R. Someone honking at me probably doesn't like the Dan Kelly ads. And now, here in Madison, like 3 years ago, after the election, Dom kind of went all in with the branding. What I call it, Dom? Do you recall? What's the brand here in Madison?
Devil Radio.
Yes, Devil Radio.
Devil Radio.
So I mean, you can't be much purer in your intent there, right?
Much more pure. No, no.
Between the Resistance Radio,
Devil's Advocates, Devil Radio. Yes, I mean, that kind of lays it out there for you.
Guy's snowblowing. Stopped snowing yesterday. Guy's finally getting around to it. Don't mind me doing a little radio show here. But anyways, so we got the Devil Radio brand now. And here's what I got to tell you people. The Devil Radio brand is dead.
What?
Or it's dying very, very soon. Because guess what, Dom? You know this because you've been trying to help me do business and do a little show with me for a long time. These brands that come out of Crudy's, you know what? They don't work. And in fact, they sometimes are, they work against, you know, not just keeping the home front happy because my wife didn't like it. My kids don't like it. Nobody at the house liked it. My one neighbor the other day, I said, my neighbors don't like it. My one neighbor said, I like it fine, but my wife doesn't like it. But Devil Radio, a little too much. You know what I'm saying? And as this little pure of heart, idiotic of business sense sort of operator, I've done it my way. And you know, no one's done it more their way than this guy. I've completely done it my way. Well, guess what? Last Friday, while we were on the radio, oh, the guy's coming back. Make sure you hit all the ice right here, right here. Hit it hard.
I want to hear some gravel hit the window. Oh. I mean, then I know he's trying.
He's trying. He's digging in here right next to the window. Not even looking up. Don't even look up. So last Friday, while we were on the radio, Dom, got a grant from the FCC to sell Devil Radio to Civic Media, to the greater, I call it the Death Star, which so you completely hate.
The crudy, the ownership of the individual station are selling to the conglomerate overall reaching Civic Media arm.
Yes. And the Devil Radio brand will be dead. And my partner in this endeavor, oh, coming back for another swing. Oh, that's thorough of the guy. So anyways, they're doing the sidewalks finally, like 2 days later here in Madison, outside the soon-to-be former Devil Radio Studios. Still going to be the Solidarity Realty Studio because Darcy is solid and they're super cool. But moving away from it. And at some point, my progressive purity, what I thought was the most important thing, has proven not to be the case in many different ways. Mostly financially. Know what I mean? Can't be that pure. Kind of got to water it down or perhaps make it a little more corporate friendly. If not for our listeners, sure, then for the others. Broad,
perhaps a little more broadly appealing. I mean, if you were just a podcaster, you know, who would care? You don't have to worry about it.
But now I care. I care because my partner cares and the corporate powers that be care. And when you start bringing a lot of people, when you ask for a collaborative opinion, I don't think a plurality of them are saying Devil Radio or bust, baby.
No, see, that was your first mistake asking for a collaborative opinion. But
well, you know, I never do.
I know.
Especially on this show.
So how does that pertain to then? How does this roll into? How is this topically situated with the Dan Kelly ad?
The greater mission around here is not Team Blue, to my opinion. It's not even progressivism in its purest sense, although I am certainly a progressive guy, and I've dragged you a long ways left, that ain't the mission either. The mission is the truth. The mission is provide a political platform for those that weren't getting it. And I think you and I, we've often been contrarian, be it the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, hell, the Libertarians don't like us anymore, the Greens never did. I mean, it is, so this is my truth. My truth is, I'm trying to save my partner from making a few of the same mistakes I did, which is being so intellectually pure. Well, I'd only take the ads from this team, but I'm going to exclude the messaging of the other team. Why would we do that? Don't we need to know what they're saying? Don't you want that information? I know I certainly do. Do you know the last two off-year Supreme Court races? We're talking about them, Dom.
Yes.
Know what the margin of victory was in those respective races?
Hagedorn was less than 6,000 and what?
Against Lisa Neubauer, and that was the 2019 race.
And Kloppenburg, what, lost by about, what, 7,300?
7,316 votes.
That's a very small margin of error. That's the point, right?
The point is, we've got to get ours out. We've got to have a platform. They had 81 stations. And we had little old me. And for a while, it was Madison and Milwaukee. And then it was just Madison, man, because the COVID pandemic kicked my ass, and that's all I could do. So if I got a partner now who's got greater ambitions, who helped me build back in Milwaukee, build all across the state. And I mean, there's more coming. There's more good news coming, people. But I'm telling you this, what he cannot do, to my opinion, is be so intellectually pure, so cause-driven, that he says, oh, I don't want to hear what the other side has to say. I don't want their messages on our airwaves because, you know, some small percentage of our audience might be influenced. And he said to me, don't you think they run those ads because they work? And I said, less convinced. I think it was ham-handed for Dan Kelly's campaign to run ads on this station. Much like when I've heard lefty ads on what I perceive to be right-wing stations, and then I hear the host come back and eviscerate the message. I think we did a damn fine job of that the other day. I think it was Thursday, Dom. If you want to run these Dan Kelly ads, you know how much mileage we've had out of stomping on those Dan Kelly ads? There's no one that's heard our voices in the last couple of days that, A, doesn't know. Right now is the time. There is a very important Wisconsin Supreme Court race going on. B, nobody wins that race on February 21. You can only lose. And I'm cheering for Dan Kelly because I want him to be the former loser that gets to be the loser again to the stronger of the liberal candidates. So let's cut to the chase. We want Dan Kelly out there. Why? Because he's a contemptuous, pompous ass. And to know him is to not like him, and you're not going to vote for him. So why are you worried about Dan Kelly? Let's worry about the greater network. The network needs to exist. The network can't be crudy radio. It can't be devil radio. It's got to be civic media. It's got to be a true megaphone across the state that can turn on like a Death Star and blast Endor off the planet when necessary.
I totally get it. And if everyone's confused, I am not endorsing Dan Kelly for Wisconsin Supreme Court, even though you might hear it on this station or certainly on this show. But
kiss
that,
my
that
ass,
that,
man.
That aside. You said you're a collaborative, perhaps in the creative part of you know, no longer being the devil radio in Madison and, you know, selling over to civic media and coming up with a new name and people had opinions. Were you collaborative in this particular topic on the Dan Kelly? What did everyone else say?
They didn't like it. Those that had a collaborative voice with me didn't like my strongly held belief that we're not going to be so intellectually pure that we're going to, what, kill what we're building? Kill this investment that we're making in creating something durable for the entire state of Wisconsin so we can be so freaking intellectually pure that we don't take Dan Kelly super PAC ads in the primary? My suggestion is we take every nickel spent in this regard, every dollar that our, you know, better instincts might have had us reject, and we use it to promote the greatest radio network ever built in the last year. I mean, no one's ever done this. No one's ever done it this quick. And I can tell you from my own personal experience as a station owner, the acquisition, buying it, that's just when you begin spending the money. You know, dude, it's a slog to run a profitable radio organization.
It's one thing to acquire, it's another thing to operate.
The day when this network is running break even, I don't even need money in my pocket, just break even across this network, you'll never hear another Dan Kelly super PAC yet, I swear to God. But until that time, why would I ever recommend to my business partner that he turn away good money when we got smart people listening that know better? They're not going to vote for Dan Kelly. None of you are going to vote for Dan Kelly. And if you do, you know, shame on you, CJ. 844-967-2789. Vicky from Burlington. Welcome, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Cootie. Hey, Dom. You know,
Wow. You know, I was really upset a minute ago, and let me say this as a disclaimer. I was a little tipsy, but Kurti, you're right. My God, if you're doing what's good for the greater good, but it just hurts. But I know you're right. You've built a great, you and Dom, a great empire here. Do we be silly and woke? By the way, what is woke? You know, I'm a black woman. What is woke? I've never heard of it. I heard of it, like, during the Hillary campaign. It's garbage. And so I just wanted to call and say I appreciate both of you so much and what you're doing. And, Dom, I know you were independent, and my gosh, I am inspired by what you do. So, you know what, Kurti? As long as you do not change, please don't change, because I would be devastated if you did.
I will be the same a-hole on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And my wife will reinforce that sentiment across the airwaves, I guarantee, Vicky.
Yes, yes. You're doing what you need to do. I'm going to support you in this because I know your heart comes from the right place. You have put yourself out for so many years and so many disappointments, and I want to see you win. Okay? So, I love you guys.
Well,
my mom's going to support you. You're doing the right thing.
God.
Oh, thank you, Vicky.
What a nice phone call. Thank you, Vicky. I'm sure the rest will not be anywhere close to that.
Come on. I think, listen, this is the reason why we're stacking the calls right now, because people get it, man. This is it's contradictory. You know, you want to have a successful business. You need the revenue to do so. You want to invest that money. But there is the other side, of course, is the messaging and, you know, essentially giving Republicans and Dan Kelly specifically in this case, a platform. And those are contradictory things in many people's minds. But, you know, you made the call, man. You're sitting by it. I think you have obviously you're passionate about it, and you have a business sense and reason for it. So, you know, that's what it is.
Dom, you've known me. All I've thought about for last 12 years. I mean, we're about to turn 12 years old as a product. Wednesday,
wow.
Dom.
Wow.
You
really?
And I celebrating like 12 years as a radio
going out?
Product. Oh, if you come up on Friday and help me kill the Devil Radio brand. I unwrapped the Devil Radio truck today. Those of you that know me. I mean, that's how committed I've been. I've been driving around in a Devil wagon. I drove that thing to rural Tennessee. My DNA daddy wouldn't even hop in that truck. And now it's just a plain old white Jeep. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. I hope you still believe in this.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Maintenance experience? Take it to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo invites you to its job fair Wednesday, February 1st, 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows level off around 12 below overnight. Under clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 10 above tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 5 above tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 4 below.
Now you're gonna believe me or your lying eyes.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are stacking up. We'll get to them at 844-967-2789. Let's start with Wisco Paul. Welcome, Paul. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom and Crudy. Hey, take the money, man. You just built a tremendous radio station when I was driving. I can listen to you anywhere. I'm not going to vote for Kelly. I don't know how many ads. He can run as many ads as he wants to, but you need to keep your station on air, and you need advertisers, so I'm all for taking the money. I know as a former, a retired union, they are going to support Janet. So, and ads for Kelly is not going to change that at all.
And when you say Janet, you mean Judge Janet Protasiewicz. You think she's going to be the choice of union labor?
Yes. At least for the union labor I talked to. Now it's mostly retired guys, but yes, because they're still, Scott Walker lied to the operating engineers president right to his face. He said he wasn't going to do right to work. He was elected, and he turned on him. So that's still a sore spot. At least the guys I talked to, it's still a sore spot. So, Crudy, it's very important to keep your station. I mean, the truth is all we ask for. It's just like gerrymandering. I just want fair maps. So, you go to the polls. Some of these districts out here, a Democrat runs in them, they're 10, 15 points down before they even get out of the gate. Hey, and your station is also responsible for helping the last two Supreme Court justices get elected. And Lord knows, I've harped at the Democratic Party, to run ads on your station, but no. So what do? You lose some elections, but they don't learn. So,
well, Paul, anyway. I think there are some lessons being learned, and I appreciate the kind words. And I would point out a lot of what are called avails from the Protasiewicz's campaign being bought across the Civic Media Network. And I would say the Neubauer-Hagedorn race, if you'll recall, Hagedorn is the conservative, often the swing vote on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He won that race by 5,800 votes. And we were Madison and Milwaukee then, and there was no advertising from the campaign. So we always thought we could have helped her get over the hump. The real hump's getting you out to vote. As long as I keep you thinking about this Supreme Court race, we're winning. This is winning. Talk about the race. Tell your friends, hey, I hate that Dan Kelly ad I hear on Devil Radio. I hope they kill that stupid brand. 844-967-2789. Ellen from Madison. A counterpoint. Welcome. What do you got for us, Ellen?
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. I fully support your taking all the money from Dan Kelly's campaign that you can. I started laughing when I heard the ad thinking, that's a waste. Don't they know who they're talking to?
No, apparently not, Ellen.
Every time I hear the ad, it's like it just reinforces anybody but Dan Kelly. So take the money.
Well, Ellen, against many people's better judgment, that is my intent for now. They'll have to take those Dan Kelly Super PAC ads out of my cold, dead hands.
As long as what they're saying is truthful, then there is no reason not to run those ads.
Well, and I suspect, Ellen, it's going to get...
Thank you for what you do. I love the show.
Well, thank you for listening and joining us today,
Ellen.
At 844-967-2789. I think it's going to get blurrier still. I think the issue ads, because let's not forget the Republican referendums. Well, if someone says, and I think I've tried to make this point on the air, I know I've tried to make it off the air, but suddenly we're going to start getting issue ads. And it's not really going to tell us who it's from, and it's just going to spout this opinion. Well, do you think people on welfare should have to work? Well, I don't know, I guess. I got to work. Dom's got to work, right?
You know, there's already laws on the books requiring efforts to find a job, to my understanding, so I'm not clear. You know, do you think 55 miles an hour is a proper speed limit? Is that going to get people out to vote?
I'm less clear whether or not it does inspire the electorate, Dom. But obviously the Republicans think it does, and they're going to start buying ads. And that same schmo that bought those ads for Dan Kelly's Super PAC on Devil Radio, hell, by next week, it's going to be a different name. I mean, talking about confused, that guy should have been fired. Let's face facts. Whoever the buyer is for the Dan Kelly campaign, don't tell him. Just keep sending the checks. But that guy should have been fired. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hi, Jeannie. I hope you're not calling to chastise.
Hey, Jeannie, you can chastise if you want.
You know I love you, boys. I've been listening to you for over 10 years.
Wow.
Do everything I can do just to listen to you, because I don't have you on my radio here. And I think you guys are the greatest thing in the world. Now, I love you little devils. I know that some people are kind of off-put by devils or Satan, or, but I look at you like the little devils that get your point across. But I know you got to clean it up because there's some people that are concerned about it. But you will always be my little devils. And I hope that if you guys won't have T-shirts anymore, some of us can feel some T-shirts with the little devil looks on them, because, you know, you'll always be my little devils. But I do have to say one thing. There's one concern I have as you're growing, and that is not everybody has understood yet what you are and the truths you tell. So when they hear the putrid guys, you know, advertising, they don't have the background yet, you know, because you're moving into new areas, and they're like, oh, geez, that's on that radio. He must be okay. No, but your area you're in right now. So I just, you know, that's my only concern.
But, Jeannie, the flip side of that, and I totally get that, because I think the only reason we're starting to get these ad buys is because we bought a lot of rural radio stations.
Yeah.
Civic Media did, right? And they were always on the list. Oh, that's a swing market. Want to start affecting those voters. So they continue, at least through two elective cycles, to reach out, especially through certain markets. Now, this one here in Madison, I think someone's way off base with the GPS on that one. But the rest of it, Jeannie, what if you tuned in from rural Wisconsin? Durand, let's say, right up the road from Eau Claire. And you never heard a voice except a lefty voice. How do you think that plays in Pepin County or in St. Croix County or in Ambry and Dunn County or even in Eau Claire County or Chippewa County, Chippewa Falls? I mean, people are a little redder out there in the rurals. And if I don't have any...
I live in a red area.
Well, I know, Jeannie. And if all I offer you is super hardcore liberal voices.
It was wonderful because all I get is tainted red voices. Do you know that even today I listened to C-SPAN early this morning because I couldn't sleep? And gol darn it, on C-SPAN, they had Republicans, independents, and liberals calling in. Honest to God, all the BS about how great Fox News is, I couldn't believe it.
Jeannie, got to cut you short. Keep listening. The happy hour is next.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.